Rockies taking on the Reds. The tarp coming off just in time for the game as Tyler Anderson is hoping for his third win of the year. Let's take you to the top of the first. Bases loaded. Mark Reynolds at the plate.
Ball flared to right. Kivlahan will have a drop in front of him for a hit. A run will score. Patrick gets the ball back in. Everybody moves up a station. Rockies get the lead here in the first, 1-0, on a base hit into right by Reynolds. RBI number 36 for him. Runner going to third. Kivlahan missed a sign, and he is out easily at third base. Hamilton strikes out, and that's a strikeout, throwout, double play. I'm not sure what Kivlahan saw, but whatever he did see, it was not correct as they throw him out trying to steal third easily.
Was getting rid of the estate, didn't want this to be just thrown under the, or so anyway, gave it to me. I bought it actually.
Amarista, high fly ball, deep into right field. Kivlahan chasing near the wall, gone. Home run, Alexi Amarista. His second home run of the year, and the Rockies stretch their lead from 2-1 to 5-1 on a long ball by Amarista. A Big Blue Nation was gonna disown you. Ball hit in the air to left field by LeMahieu. Duvall chasing it, he's not gonna get it. It hits off the base of the wall. Walter scores. Here comes Blackman racing to the plate. He will score. This has been a big inning for the Rockies. They've played two more. They've scored five times in the inning. They now lead this game 7-1 over the Reds. Six hits in this inning by Colorado. Here's a fly ball, hit the left field. Going back, Duvall looking up. That ball gone. Two-run homer, Nolan Arenado. His 11th of the year. This has turned into a 7-run Rockies inning. A 7 spot here in the sixth. They now lead this game 9-1.
Rockies would win this one 12-6. Tyler Anderson was solid. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, and 7 strikeouts. Luis Alberto Bonilla gets the loss. He allows 6 runs on 8 hits through 5 1/3. Billy Hamilton has now reached base safely in 19 consecutive games. Ryan Price and the Reds unable to figure out the Rockies on Friday as they lose 12-6. Here's the Reds skipper on the loss.
You know, I mean, Bonilla, I thought, battled his tail off. You know, Amarista hits a 3-run shot, and it goes from 2-1 to 5-1. Still a game that we're in. And, then Walter lays down a nice bunt, you know, and then, you know, the wheels fall off when Wandy came in. And it's really his first game where he really struggled, you know, that I can remember this season. He's been great. But he shouldn't have had to stay out there as long as he did. Well, there was a big bind. Yeah, we don't have much of a bullpen, so there's a big bind. And you know, it was one of those days Wandy didn't have it, and I left him out there to throw over 40 pitches, and that's a disgrace on my part for me to do that. But we have some limitations, and he needed to get through that inning. When he went out there, I thought maybe, you know, get through the sixth and throw the seventh, and it just wasn't his night tonight. They were on him. He wasn't sharp. You know, I left him out there for 40-plus. It didn't feel good, and then ended up having to beat up our bullpen to finish a game that, you know, we kept coming back in, I mean, Peraza didn't hit a homer, Jeanette's throwing tonight. But he did. And to respect the game and the opportunity to come back in a 4-run ball game, use Bryce, who could have used a day off. And, you know, and he had 2 outs and 2 strikes on Reynolds, and Reynolds shoots a base hit that drives in 2 more. And you don't know that's going to happen, or he wouldn't have been out there. But we'll probably have to do something to have some more pitching in here by tomorrow.
Saturday, Antonio Senzatela takes the hill for the Rockies. He'll square off against the Reds' Tim Adelman.